وارتقى الإيمان
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes, and for the next few minutes, we'll be talking about the blessings, the obligations, and the beauties of Ramadan. In our program today, I thought it would be very appropriate to talk about what happens when someone dies. In Arabic, you would say, maut. That means death. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, kullu nafsin da'ikatul maut, that every soul shall taste death. There will be no exemption from that. Each and every one of us who is born into this world will leave this world. And when we do, the angel of death will be the one who comes to us. When is a better time for us to think about death than right now, right at this moment? Because we don't know if we'll have another moment after this. Islam teaches us that the angel of death comes to all of us at some point. And when the angel comes, it will usually be when we least expect it. We're thinking in terms of, I will do this, I'm going to do that, such and such, so and so. But suddenly, the angel of death will come and take the soul. Now it's said in Islam that when the angel of death comes, that the moment that he begins to extract the soul out of the human being, we already have an indication of what's going to be in the next life. Because as the soul is pulled out of the human being, if the person was a bad person, they will feel excruciating pain, such that we could not even begin to imagine, and their soul be ripped and torn from their body. But in the case of the one who was good, who led a good life, who tried their best, now this person, when the angel of death comes for their soul, he will take it out and it won't hurt any more than like a thorn which pricks your skin. And then the next thing that happens, the angels will take the person up to Allah to be questioned. And there will be three questions will be asked. The first question will be, who is your Lord? And the answer, of course, will be Allah. And what was your way in the life? Your deen. What was your deen? The answer, Islam. Submission in peace to Almighty God. And then the third question, who was your messenger? Who was your prophet? And the answer, Muhammad. Peace and blessing be upon him. From there will be more indication for the person what will happen next. Because when they enter the grave, as they go into the grave, whatever happens then will increase. If it is bad, it will become increasingly bad, more and more and more. And each stage after that, to the Day of Judgment, and then to the Day of Reckoning, Yawm al-Hisab, and then to the awful place. Each thing, each stage increasingly gets worse and worse and worse for them. And we say, Allah save us from this. But for the good person, the one who tried their best, they believed and they tried, for this person, it will get increasingly better and better and better. And when they're put into the grave and they're family members will be there praying for them. So what will happen? The grave will become wider and wider for them. Whereas the other one, their grave began to constrict and get tighter and tighter. But for the believer, the grave opens up and they smell the smells of paradise. And this is what's in wait for the one who was striving and struggling in this life for what is good, for what is righteous. And what better time for us to reflect on that, think about that, and remind each other about it than right now in this month of Ramadan. Those who die in the month of Ramadan, we have a sincere hope and prayer for them that Allah is going to accept, because it seems like a good indication the person fasting is going to pass away but go into a much better life. So we pray and we ask Allah, accept our Ramadan and accept from those that went before us, and forgive us and cause us to be of the righteous. Ameen. That's it for this episode of Ramadan Reminders, but remember our website, RamadanReminders.com. Till next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Bin Noor Ashraqa wal Huda Ramadan wal Khayr Aqbala wartaqa al Iman. Bin Noor Ashraqa wal Huda Ramadan, Ramadan wal Khayr Aqbala wartaqa al Iman.